What's up, little psychos? I'm Investigator Slater, host of the Psychopedia podcast. Psychopedia is a true crime podcast delivering raw, real, and absolutely gripping episodes every single week. I dig deep to uncover fascinating details of heinous true crime cases while exploring criminology and psychology theories. I take you into the absolute darkest corners of the human psyche, my favorite territory, and present cases like you've never heard them before. Follow and listen to Psychopedia everywhere you get your podcasts.
It's Denver's home for today's comedy, Comedy 103.1. It's Big Mike. I'm excited to get her back in the studio this weekend. She is at Comedy Works South at the Landmark. We'd like to welcome her back. Nikki Glaser, what's up?
Hey, what's up, Big Mike? How's it going?
Oh, you know, I'm pretty good. You're here.
Yes, I am.
You're back in Colorado.
I'm back in Colorado, my favorite place in the whole world. That sounded like I was being sarcastic, but I'm literally not.
Do you say that in every city you go to?
No. I mean, I might say it in Raleigh, North Carolina, too, because I really like it there, too. But okay. I legit love Denver, and I wish I could live here, and my plan is to retire here.
Well, we'll welcome you here with open arms.
Thank you so much.
Feel free to make it happen.
I'm taking that as an invite that you're going to let me live with you.
I will.
I decide. Okay, cool.
I've got a couch in the living room. You're good to go.
Wonderful. As long as it's a Jennifer Sofas. I don't know what I'm talking about.
Just make sure you don't retire anytime soon. And you know,
I'm not. Yeah, I wish I could. But no, I love being here. I have a best friend here who has a son who is my godson. But I don't believe in God, so I'm a godless mother.
So I'm assuming you're not talking about me then, because I have no kids.
We are best friends.
Well, apparently not.
But
I'm not the best friend.
Not the best friend. My best friend lives here, and so I come here any chance I get. I would literally perform on the corner just to like spend time with her.
When you come, does your best friend go to your show?
She does. Okay, yeah, and cool. I often tell stories about us in college and say too many details about her vagina because I know things that no one else knows.
You know, in music, when you sample or do something like that, you have to pay royalties. I mean, I think people that are subject of comedy fodder should be like maybe get like 10 cents per joke.
I have often tried to pay people off. My sister is a teacher, and I have a story about her and how her husband and her have sex. She shared a detail of their sex life with me, and I really wanted to share it in my Netflix special that is out now. It's called The Stand-Ups.
Stand-ups.
And I wanted to do this bit. It's like a big closing bit I have, and I only do it at live shows because she's been like, hey, never do that on TV because I'm a school teacher. And then I offered her $10,000 to do the joke because she's a school teacher and that's like all the money in the world.
Yeah.
And it's a lot of money. Like my friend said, offer her 50 grand. I'm like, who are you?
Wow.
It was a rich friend.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'll offer her 10. She's a public school teacher.
Yeah,
it's like winning the lottery. And she didn't take it. She was like, no. She goes, if I wanted you to do the joke, I'd let you do it. But I just, and I go 20 grand. She was like, no, I went up to 25 and she still turned it down.
I thought at the end of the day you're going to be like 50 grand. I thought you were going to be like, yeah, you're right. Here's the 50 grand.
Yeah, I mean, I think I could have kept going up, but I just can't afford that right now. But I went up to 25. Like, that's how important the joke was to me because it's so funny. But and it doesn't even implicate her. It implicates her husband more than anything.
Well, and you don't have to say names. And you don't. You know.
But the thing is, I do. I have to say my sister because comedy, the rule of comedy, like everything that's closest to you is funniest. So like if I was to say it was I tried saying it was my cousin, it doesn't get as good of a laugh. And it's the fact that it's about my sister is funnier.
Yeah,
and I only
have
one sister. If I had more than one sister, I'd say it in a heartbeat.
Then it'd be a 50-50 shot.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Oh, can we hang out this weekend so we do something that maybe gets me $10,000?
I have a feeling you wouldn't like care if I said anything about you on stage. You'd just be like, oh, that's fine.
No, I want $10,000 though.
Oh, that's
That's
okay,
what I'm
need to know something very, very salacious.
That's what I'm saying. I want to have something happen where I'm like,
yeah,
10 grand, you can talk about that. The stand-ups
people,
part two.
For sure. I owe people a lot. I give people credit for letting me talk about them on stage, but I've never paid anyone to this day.
Have you had anybody like just totally pissed off?
Yes.
At something you've said? Like,
yes.
Like close friend or family? Like,
yeah,
what?
I had my boyfriend and I, we broke up at one point because he had heard things I had said about him on a podcast that were unflattering.
Yeah.
And it was, and they weren't even like true things. I was just saying stuff for humor, exaggerating. And so when he heard it, he was like, why would you make this stuff up? It was really not cool of me. And so I've learned to have better boundaries now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But it has led to breakups. It's led to my mom getting drunk and telling me that she was really hurt by me making fun of how she's a drunk. So I was like, okay, well, this is going in the act too, Mom.
Yeah.
So, yeah, those kind of things.
We have Nikki Glaser in the studio. She's at Comedy Works South of the Landmark. Get those tickets at comedyworks.com right now. So what's been going on with you? I think it's been about a year since we saw you last. What's been going on with you? Obviously, you mentioned the Netflix, the stand-ups.
Yes, that came out, and it's doing great, and people are loving it, which is really nice. And I did the Tonight Show. I've been on doing making guest appearances on The Talk, which I am on this week, last week, whatever time this airs, I don't know. But I'm been on The Talk a bunch, and I'm developing a couple of scripted shows that are hopefully going to be on the air if the world doesn't end in the next couple of years.
Well, that's no guarantee. So, yeah.
Absolutely. Right now, it's like climate change and North Korea. A lot of things are happening. I think North Korea is a hoax, to be honest. But, climate change. I don't really know which one is which. But anyway, yeah, it's so I had a show on Comedy Central that got canceled last August. Or no, November it was canceled. But, since then, I've just been developing new shows, and it just takes so long to get anything on air because you have to go through so many gatekeepers. But things are looking good, and so hopefully something soon.
Staying busy.
Yeah.
Staying busy. And, you know, talking about Netflix of stand-ups, you know, you think back to, because I'll have some guys in here that, you know, have been doing comedy 30, 40 years, and they talk about, you know, back in the Carson days.
Sure.
Putting out vinyl. I mean, that was kind of the only way that
Carson
you were able
Daly,
to break.
Carson Daly, right?
Yeah, Carson Daly.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
The good old days.
That was the best because you could go 90s. On you could go on Johnny Carson and the next day you're a household name.
Yeah.
And now the market's so oversaturated. There's so many things for people to watch now that if you're on The Tonight Show, which I've been on three times, it doesn't really move the dial as much as you'd want it to. It's a nice feather to have in your cap, but not as many people see it as you'd think.
Right. What's scary is you just made me realize that Carson Daly was almost like earlier Carson for the kids in the 90s. Like, he was breaking Eminem, man.
He
my mind right now.
TRL,
I'm like, you know what? Carson was Carson.
He was Carson for music
what
and pop
hell?
Music. That's so true. I didn't even realize that. But Carson Daly's show is still on, which is always a revelation as well.
It is?
It's still on late night on NBC.
No, it's not.
Yes, and it actually does better than James Corden in the ratings, to be honest. He does better online, but technically he gets better ratings because he has a better lead-in. And maybe it's a better show. Who knows? But that
I
is
didn't
a,
even know it existed. What
that
the heck?
Is a fact.
Oh, I'm about to
shocking,
Google this.
Right? Yeah, he's on still.
Well, shout out to Carson Daly.
Shout out.
Johnny
nice
Carson.
Nice guy. And he's dead, but who cares? And he was not a nice guy.
Shout out to the estate of Johnny Carson.
Famously not nice.
Was his family nice? Shout out to them. Shout out to somebody.
No, his family wasn't nice either.
Shout out to somebody in Colorado.
Oh my God, if you're comedy fans, read Johnny Carson's, his lawyer after his death wrote a book about him, and he was best friends with Johnny Carson forever and just threw him under the bus after he died because he was not a good person. And it's fascinating.
Is it?
It's so good. And I didn't even watch I didn't grow up with Johnny Carson, but I'm still intrigued by like that kind of era. And it's a really good book. Anyway,
I'm gonna have to,
your heroes are just all monsters is what I'm realizing.
Yeah. Well, you're my hero. Are you a monster?
Yeah,
we have to wait till you die, till your lawyer.
Yeah,
writes a story
I mean, my
about
lawyer
you.
Will let you know after that. No, I am. I'm actually a pretty nice person. I feel like it's. I wish I was more of a monster. I wish because I think people like that get what they want in this business, and they can be a little bit ruthless and act on pure ambition. Whereas I'm like, I don't want to make that person feel bad.
Yeah.
You know, unless that's why I'm here right now.
Unless it's a boyfriend and you're on a podcast.
Exactly. Then that person should know that it's coming. If you date me and you, that's the thing. If I'm kind of like the Taylor Swift of comedy, except not as rich and successful or skinny. But I definitely, if you hurt me, it's going to be taken out in my act. And you're going to feel it. And you're going to be like, oh, that joke's about me.
Yeah.
So I'm a huge Taylor Swift fan just because of that. I'm like, oh man, she is.
And if somebody
safe.
If somebody hugs you wrong in a meet and greet, you will go to court.
Oh, absolutely. I don't mess. The thing is, actually, that's not true. If I get famous enough, I would. If I got sexually harassed, I'd do it in a heartbeat. But I was just talking to you about it, like that guy who grabbed her butt or whatever, groped her butt allegedly. That's happened to me so many times. Not like as bad as that. That seems, but those like they'll put your arm around you because I like getting close to my fans and like hugging them, and being like, let's take a picture. And now I know why famous people don't do that. Because it's like, you get too touched by too many people. And sometimes guys just grab my waist really tight where I'm like, my boyfriend doesn't even touch me like that. And that's because he doesn't love me. But it's like, this is inappropriate. But like, no, like these guys will just drop their hands slyly down your back after they've held onto your waist. And then it just kind of lingers on your butt, like gently, which I'm always flattered by because I don't have like a really good butt. It's kind of like, I have a flat ass. So guys whiff it a lot.
Like, well, the fact that it's 10 seconds after the picture was taken, it took a little too long.
It takes a while. They're like trying to feel like, is it there?
Yeah.
Like someone called me badass the other day, and then I was like, oh, thank you. And they go, no, you have a bad ass. And I was like, oh, that's different. Okay.
Terrible. Terrible. So, well, Taylor Swift doesn't either. So you're good.
She has no ass. It's great.
We have Nikki Glaser here in the studio, Comedy Works South at the Landmark. It's going to be a beautiful weekend. Make sure you get tickets at comedyworks.com. Oh, what you got lined up next? You got anything coming up for the rest of 2018 plan? Anything to look out for?
2018? I have so much. 2017.
Sorry. I don't know what
I'm filming Amy Schumer. Just put me in her movie that she's filming right now.
Oh, cool.
And so I'm going to do a day on that, which is always fun. And like I said, I'm just pitching a lot of shows right now. So hopefully they'll be on air at some point in 2018, but like most likely 2019.
Well, next time you're here, you're going to be
promoting
some
big show that's on HBO or something like that.
Because you will make time for us next time you come, right?
Of course.
That's what I like to hear. Well, we appreciate you always making
time. Is
that
a verbal commitment?
It is.
Oh, okay. It's binding.
Because if for some reason I get an email saying, yeah, she's not, I'll just play back this audio and be like,
okay. Actually, like, she's a liar.
Colorado verbal contracts are legal.
They are, just like pot.
Yeah, exactly. So,
yeah.
Legal contracts, pot are on the same playing field here. So, thank goodness.
I'm going to go buy some legal contracts after this.
Perfect. Thank you so much for making time for us. Get your tickets at comedyworks.com. Nikki Glaser, thanks so much.
Thanks so much for having me, Mike.
From the trusted team behind 48 Hours, welcome to Case by Case, your weekly update on the biggest true crime stories unfolding right now.
Nick Reiner remains in custody without bail.
Luigi Mangione accused of stalking and gunning down United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
From high-profile trials and stunning evidence to major breaks in cold cases, we'll follow it all case by case. Follow and listen to 48 Hours Case by Case wherever you get your podcasts.